This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, November 9th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. On Election Day, WGXC caught up with Representative Chris Gibson and now State Senator George Amador campaigning in Saugerties in front of the Village Diner on Main Street. We asked both about rural broadband access and what they can do about it. Here's Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook.
Yeah, well, our office has been heavily involved, you probably know that, in these projects. Pretty excited. You know, we've got some of these counties now. Green County, for example, is in the final for some federal state funding. We've been working with Columbia County as well, both at the town and at the Board of Supervisors level. We do this through two federal programs, the Rural Utility Services, that's under the Farm Bill. Make some modest progress there. And then also the bigger program is the Connect America Fund, which comes by way of the FCC. And there's more money in that one. The key thing there is changing the rules. We've been working with the administration, the rules. That program, the $4.5 billion, initially only for the big companies. We want it for the small companies. We want it for, like, the Bruce Bonsack, of course, and others, Germantown. But, you know, just the whole point is when the family-owned small telecoms, they're interested in helping serve us. So their kids go to our schools, and you know, they know firsthand how important it is that we expand out for our education. It's also important for our job creation. It's important for our healthcare delivery and just quality of life. And so the encouraging thing is the administration now is going to change the rules for that program, the Connect America Fund, so that small family-owned telecoms and co-ops, because we actually have two electrical co-ops in our district, congressional district as well, the Delaware County and the Otsego County electrical co-ops. Having them have access to this funding is going to help significantly build out. So, look, it's a very important issue area. Our office has really organized to make a difference, and we look forward to continuing to work the issue.
That was Representative Chris Gibson speaking about rural broadband. Next is now State Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam.
Well, I introduced a rural resurgence initiative that part of that initiative would bring rural broadband process, more monies, and you know, we need to reform some of the regulatory policies to streamline the process, to invest in the infrastructure, allow communication companies to, in a very smart environmental justice way, to put up the towers and to lay the fiber so that our rural communities can benefit from the World Wide Web and have the bandwidth that the communities need so that businesses can grow and thrive in the rural counties.
That was now State Senator George Amador from Rotterdam speaking Tuesday on Election Day in Saugerties about rural broadband. John Brodkin in Ars Technica tells the story of Jesse Walzer of Pompeii, a town of 7,000 south of Syracuse in New York. Walzer works as a laboratory analyst at a beer brewery and would have to spend $20,000 to get broadband service. 5% of Americans live in areas without any internet service providers, and in Walzer's case, Time Warner Cable's lines are a third of a mile from his house. Time Warner tells Walzer they need to charge him $20,000 to wire that third of a mile, even though the company has received more than $10 million in state funding to bring broadband to underserved portions of New York over the past 2 years. Read the full story in Ars Technica. Vince Pecoraro in the Register Star reports that Kinder Morgan is postponing its open houses this fall on the Northeast Energy Direct expansion of the Tennessee Gas Pipeline, according to Chatham's town supervisor Jesse DeGroote. DeGroote said that Alan Foer, vice president of public affairs at Kinder Morgan, sent the town an email stating that the company had requested to pre-file with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and postponed its open houses at the Chatham Thursday, November 6th town meeting. Foer explained in the email that the delay, saying residents could, quote, have additional time to examine the information and detailed maps that were submitted to the FERC on November 5th, unquote. DeGroote says the email also said that Kinder Morgan has evaluated route alternatives for the proposed NED project pipeline facilities that place a significant emphasis on citing the pipeline facilities along existing utility corridors in previously disturbed areas, unquote, and has, quote, has determined that a few alternative routes are viable, unquote. Quote, there's also some talk that the pipeline won't even come through Columbia County at this point, unquote, DeGroote said. There was an open house on the proposed pipeline scheduled for December 4th in Shodak, but that won't happen now. For more information on the NED project, visit the Kinder Morgan website at newsroom.wgxc.org or the FERC website with the NED project docket number PF1422000. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day on Sunday with a high near 48 and a low around 31. Monday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 53 and a low around 34. Tuesday, Veterans Day, should be partly sunny with a high near 55. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.